Bears Roundtable is powered by Xfinity.
Every single team has surprises up their sleeve. Nothing has been shown. Vanilla's the favorite flavor of the preseason. So this is where you get a lot of upsets. And the Bears, they probably feel they're poised to make one.
Green Bay has traditionally struggled early in the season, too, yeah. The last couple of years. But also, if you look at trends, Aaron Rodgers has owned the Bears, and that's something that the Bears know that they have to change immediately, if not sooner. He's won.
So how do they do it?
But, hey,
how do they do it?
That's the question right there.
The Bears have Vic Fangio now in their pocket. He's 4-0 versus Aaron Rodgers. I believe the Bears' defense, they're going to be physical. They aren't going to see the old Bears the last few years out here. Vic Fangio and this defense, these guys are going to be physical out there.
All right, going back years, you played on a team that Vic Fangio was one of the coaches. His experiences, did he dial it up in practice? Did he change things week to week? Did he kind of even catch you guys off guard when you were preparing against
them? Well, yeah, I mean, he was the linebacker coach when I played with the Saints in 93, and he had the best group of linebackers in the NFL at that time, playing at a very high level and an intense in practice. So the Bears are going to be ready to go.
Were you able to get to the second level at that point in your career during practice? Deal with those linebackers. That's what I want to know.
I was just worried
about
that.
And you know them. Name them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were great.
Swilling, Ricky Jackson, Vaughn Johnson.
Yeah, Vaughn Johnson, yeah.
Wow.
Those guys were studs, and I didn't want to get to the second level in practice.
Centers rarely do.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, his reputation is growing every day, and we haven't even seen him call a play yet in a regular season. But that's the aspect I'm most looking forward to in this game, is what's he got up his sleeve? And he is a master play caller. Everybody who's worked with him says so.
Yeah, but I think defensively, Jay, you know that when you sit there and evaluate your opponent, you have to evaluate where are they weakness? Who's slow coming out of their stance? Who can't shift their feet against certain personnels or when you put them in a great matchup? And I think that's what we're all interested to see, is how that chess match is seen from the press box or the coach's booth down on the field. And then during the course of the week, who do you evaluate as your true weakness?
Yeah, I agree, Tom. It does that. But it's going to come down to the one-on-one matchups, and you got to physically beat the guy in front of you. And if guys got shot at Aaron Rodgers, I mean, you got to be physical with them. I mean, that's the way the 49ers had beaten the Packers the last four times, is that a physical football team, and they got to bring it. They got to bring it Sunday.
And don't let them out of the pocket, please.
You got to be disciplined. I'm excited to see the 3-4 defense and the new linebackers that they have out there. Jared Allen, see what he can do. He had a pretty good preseason, made a couple plays out there.
It's going to be interesting to see how they employ the outside linebackers, because we're all used to Jared Allen and these guys rushing the quarterback every play. I have a feeling that Jared Allen's going to drop at some point and intercept a pass during the season sometime and just start rumbling down the field, because teams are not used to guys like that dropping back, especially when they play against the Bears, division opponents against the Bears. But I wanted to ask you guys, players always say when there's only 16 games, every game is so important. Is there extra importance when you play a rival like the Packers?
I think every game is important, just like you said. Yeah, there's a rivalry because you want to win within your division, but there's also a lot of personal pride that goes along with every individual. They want to play, they want to play well, and they want to make sure they have their job going into week two. I think some of the unique circumstances throughout this season when you get a new coaching staff is you better play up to their expectations or else.
Right, and again, I go back to the all-time series. I mean, it's within this year the Packers can tie it up. And as an ex-player, and I know the Bears organization, the McCaskies, it's important to them. I mean, this is an important series, and to have this thing tied up, I mean, it's I don't even think about that.
Right.